From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The U.S. exit from the Paris Accord climate change agreement will have no impact on biofuels. The American Coalition for Ethanol's Brian Jennings says President Trump's announcement won't affect renewable fuels because commitments made in the accord were based on the Clean Power Plan and automobile fuel economy rules. He tells Brownfield he's befuddled as to why the Obama administration chose not to use the tool of biofuels as part of the solution to reduce greenhouse gas commitments. Pinnacle Operating Corporation announced Kenny Cordell will be stepping down as president and chief executive officer in the coming months. Cordell will continue to work closely with Pinnacle's board of directors and the company's leadership on the board. He will also continue to serve as president and CEO until his successor is named. During Cordell's tenure, Pinnacle experienced significant growth, diversifying the company's geographic footprint to become one of the largest U.S. national distributors today. A South Dakota meat processor's $5.7 billion defamation lawsuit against ABC News pits Big Ag against Big Media for the first major court challenge against media since accusations of fake news by President Trump became part of the American vernacular. Beef Products, Inc. claims ABC and reporter Jim Avila defamed the company by calling its ground beef product pink slime and making errors and omissions in its reporting. Since the 2012 report, BPI closed three of its four plants and saw revenues drop 80%. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.